Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bab Metzia Daf Lamed. We left off on Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis. We are 7 lines from the end of the page. At Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kasa de Charshin. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Goldava Simcha La Shalom. Also by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should be returned home safely. And also by Rabbi Bruckheimer, in honor of the recent birth of a great granddaughter to Avital and Eli Press. Of Karmei Gat, mazel tov to the Bruckheimer family. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to learn today is we're going to have two bits of advice in Derech Eretz from Rabbi Yochanan. We had mentioned one idea about being Shomer Aveda. We had mentioned that Rabbi Yochanan had said it's not a good idea to shake out your clothing all the time unless you have a weaver who happens to live in your house. So now we're going to mention two other bits of advice from Rabbi Yochanan in general Derech Eretz related in Yanin. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, we had mentioned that you're not allowed to take an Aveda, an item of clothing that was an Aveda, and you're watching it, you're not allowed to take it to spread it out for your own honor, but you're allowed to do it litzorech the Aveda. Well, what if you have both intentions? You want it for your own honor as well as it's litzorcho u litzorcha. What would the halacha be then? So the Gemara is going to bring two rayas, what the halacha is going to be in such a case, and that's going to lead to a discussion of an Isser Avoda by Egla Arufa as well as by Para Aduma. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the proper care and usage for different kelim that we mentioned in the Mishnah. And then the main topic of the daf, we're going to discuss three cases that you're pater from Hashavas Aveda. The Gemara is going to try to identify which of those three cases do I need the pasuk to tell me and which would I have known even without the pasuk telling me. And then the Gemara is going to focus on one of the three cases that I'm pater from Hashavas Aveda, namely a case of Zakein Ve'ina Lefi Kvodo, where it's beneath a person's dignity to be returning that item. And we're going to discuss a number of details relating to Zakein Ve'ina Lefi Kvodo. And then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about identifying how you know if something is an Aveda. You see an animal walking around. I don't know if it's lost. Maybe it's just walking around and the owner knows exactly where it is. Or how many times do you have to return the same Aveda if the owner keeps being clumsy and losing it? And can you ask for compensation for lost wages during the time of Hashavas Aveda? So all of that's going to be in the Mishnah on Amud Beis. So let's begin. Chaf Tes Amud Beis, 7 lines on the bottom of the page. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kasa de Charashin, Velo Kasa de Poshrin, that it's better for a person to drink a kos that was prepared by Mechashvin, by people who practice Kishuv, and they cast some sort of spell on that kos, rather than to drink a kos of lukewarm water, because it's so harmful to one's physical health to drink a kos of lukewarm water. You'd rather drink a kos full of Kishuv. But that idea that lukewarm water is so terrible for you, that's only if it was heated in a metal kli, but if it was heated in a pottery kli, less than, but then it's not going to be a problem, it's not dangerous. And even in a kli matachas, it's only going to be dangerous when the water was never fully boiled, but if you fully boiled the water and then it just had a chance to cool down, less one, but that's also not a problem. And it's also only going to be unhealthy if you didn't put in some sort of spice, some sort of tea leaves or something like that, or mint or something like that. But if you put in some sort of spicing in the water, then it's not going to be a problem. So that is advice number one of Rabbi Yochanan about drinking lukewarm water that was heated in the wrong kind of kli and was never fully boiled and you didn't add any spices to it, that it's extremely harmful to one's health. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says another bit of Derech Eretz. Mishi niach lo av mos harbe v'rotza la'abdan. If a person's father left him a lot of money and he would love to lose all of that money and to just blow through that money really quickly and not have anything left, so I'll tell you how to live a lavish lifestyle where you will have nothing to show for it. Yilbash bigdei pishtan. He should wear bigdei pishtan. He should wear very fine fine linen clothing, flax clothing. V'yishtamish b'kleiz zechuchis. You should use a glass kelim. V'yiskor po'el in v'aliyeshev v'mayin. You should hire lots of workers and have absolutely no oversight of those workers. Then you can make sure that you lose all your money really quickly. Yilbash b'klei pishton b'katana rumisa. Wearing big day pishton, we're dafka talking about the ones that the type that come from Rome, which are extremely expensive and get worn out very quickly, so you're not going to have them for very long. V'yishtamish b'klei zechuchis, and to utilize klei zechuchis b'zugi sechivarta. That's talking about white glass, which also very expensive and breaks very easily, is extremely fragile. V'yiskor po'olim v'aliyeshev v'mayin, and hire workers and don't sit over there and watch them. Targuma, we explained that that's talking about bisore with dinafish p'seidayu, with workers that lead your oxen, and through that they plow your vineyards and help in all the work that needs to be done in your vineyards, because if you don't pay attention to those workers, it's going to destroy all your vineyards. So not only are you going to be losing the money on the wages that you're paying those workers, which is going to be for nothing, but it's going to destroy the property that you already have. So it's really going to blow through all your money really quickly. It's a funny lashon that Rabbi Yochanan says that someone whose father left him a lot of money, verotzel abdon, and he wants, just say someone who wants to blow through his money, someone who wants to lose money, or don't say someone who wants to lose money, say that if you do these things, you're going to, you know, bederech azhara, you're going to lose money. We make up a story, the guy Yarshin's billions of dollars, and he wants to lose it. So the Ritva and the Meiri are goris, mishe niechlo of mos shal ribis. They add a little detail. Father left him with ribis, and he doesn't want to benefit from the ribis. So the Ritva says, so why don't you just return it to the person that, right, to the love. So Rabbi Yochanan says that it's teaching, that Rabbi Yochanan picks these examples to teach Derech Eretz, that Derech Agav, to teach Derech Eretz that you shouldn't live your life in this way in general. That in Ochinami, if you actually have ribis, the best thing to do is to give it back to the borrower who paid you that ribis. But in general, Rabbi Yochanan also wants to teach Derech Eretz about how not to live your life. Ben Yoyada explains that sometimes there's money that a person knows is gzeirah min hashamayim, that he's going to lose that money. And if he mixes it together with other money, it's going to eat up his other money as well. So that's what the Gemara is talking about, that someone whose father left him money, and he realizes that there's some sort of gzeirah min hashamayim, that he's going to lose that money, because he sees all sorts of simanim that point in that direction. So he doesn't want to mix it with his other money, and he also doesn't want to make it hegdish or give it as a matana to other people, because he would like to benefit from this money while he still has it. He knows he's going to lose it, so he would like to benefit from it while he still has it. So Rabbi Yochanan is actually giving serious eitzah, says Ben Yoyada. He's saying, look, if you want to use it before you lose it, and you know you're going to lose it, don't mix it with the other money, because you don't want it to eat up all the other money, but here's a way to, you know, live the fine life and enjoy a few things while this money is on its way out. Okay, an interesting take on that Gemara. Shodcha l'torcha avalo l'kvodo. So we had mentioned that when you're taking care of a beged, you could spread it out to air it out for the needs of the beged, but not for your own kavod. So you buy lu litzarko u litzarka mai. What if it's both for your own needs and for the needs of the beged? So you have a double kavana. It benefits the beged, but it also benefits you. Are you allowed to do that? So Tashema says Gemara, let's bring a raya. So this is we're going to have three rayas actually. This is raya number one. So we're going to have we're going to have three rayas in the Gemara. So raya number one is that shodcha litzorka. So it says in our Mishnah that you shodcha litzorka, and that's okay. So it sounds like litzorka in, halitzorka u litzorka lo, that only if it's exclusively for the sake of the item. But if it's for the sake of the item and for your own sake, sounds like it's not okay. But then name a seifa, but that's not such a great raya, because the seifa goes on to say, avlo l'kvodo. You can't do it when it's for your own honor, which sounds like l'kvodo hu delo. When it's exclusively for your own honor, it's problematic. Halitzarkov ulitzarkov shapirdami, which makes it sound like if it's not exclusively for your own honor, that's perfectly fine. So we have a stira in the implications of the resha and the seifa of our Mishnah, which leads us to the conclusion. You cannot derive any conclusion from our Mishnah because it gives opposite implications. So we move on to raya number two. Tashema, that it says lo yishtachena lo al gabe mita v'lo al gabe magod. You shouldn't spread it out on a bed or on a magod, on some type of post litzarko for your own purposes. Aval yishtachena al gabe mita v'lo al gabe magod litzarko. But you can spread it out on a bed or a post for its purposes. Nizdam lo archim. If guests happen to show up to your house, lo yishtachena lo al gabe mita v'lo al gabe magod bein litzarko. Then you're not allowed to spread it out regardless of what your kavana is because of the guests. So apparently you're not allowed to spread it out when it's both for your tzorech and its tzorech. And that's what Bifnei Orchim is, that you're going to get kavod from the Orchim, that you have such beautiful garments. So the Gemara says, no, really it could be that it's mutter to spread it out when it's l'tzorko u l'tzorka. But shiny hasam, in the case of the Orchim, there's a particular concern, demikla kalila, by spreading out the clothing, you're burning it, you're destroying it. Why are you destroying it? One of two possibilities, imishum eina, either because of ayin hara, that all these people are going to be walking through your house, they're going to be looking at it, and they're going to be their eyes are going to be popping out, they're going to be seeing what you have, and it's going to cause ayin hara, im yishum ganvi, or because of the chashash that people are going to see what you have and they're going to come to steal it. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Kzeilah V'Aveidah, the Parak Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph, and the Torah paskens this way in Chosh Mishpat Siman Reish Lamed Zayin, that if guests show up, then you should not spread out the garments bifneihem, even if it is litzarka, because you have to worry that maybe they're going to get stolen. So the Chamishna raises the question, how does the Rambam know that even if you're doing it exclusively litzarka, it's aser? The Gemara over here is talking about where it's litzarka ulitzarka. And we said when it's litzarka ulitzarka, because it might get stolen, it's going to be aser. So the Chamishna says that it's svarihi, that it's very logical, that if the concern is that it's going to get stolen, what does the Bailim care whether what your kavana was at the time that you were spreading it out? Oh, you meant so well. He doesn't care that you meant so well. You risked getting it stolen. So if that's the concern, then that's a concern, regardless of what your kavanos were at that time. So now the Gemara tries a third raya. Tashima will bring a raya from a brisa relating to Egla Arufa. And this brisa is going to take us on a little bit of a tangent. Hichnisa l'ravaka, that if a person brings an Egla Arufa under a yoke together with other animals, with other cows, in order that it should be able to nurse from its mother, vidasha, and while it was nursing, it also threshes the grain that the other cows are also threshing. So ksheira, it's still kosher to be an egla arufa. Meaning, the pasuk says by egla arufa, they're supposed to take an eglas bakar asher lo ubad ba, asher lo mashcha ba'ol, that it has to be one that you never did any avoda with it. So this egla is doing some avoda because it's threshing the grain, and the reason that it's kosher is because you were doing it litzarka, you were putting it together with the other animals just so it'll be able to nurse from its mother, which is its own tzorech. Your kavana was not to have the disha done with it, but bishvil shetinak v'tadosh psula. But if your kavana was dual kavana, that you wanted the egla to be able to nurse from its mother and also to be able to do some avoda for you, then it's going to be pasul. So you see that by egla arufa, that where there's an isra of doing something litzarko, but when you do it litzarka, it's not a problem. When it's both litzarko, we said that it is a problem. That's called that you did the avoda. So the same should be true over here when it comes to Hashavas Aveda, that when you do it litzarko, you spread out the cloth, that should be problematic. That should be considered that you're doing it for your own needs and should be a problem. So says Mar, no, really you could say that you're allowed to spread out the clothing both when it's both litzarko, litzarka. Shiny Hasam, Egla Rufa is a different din, Damar Kra, because the pasuk says, Asher lo ubad ba mikol makom. That the word ubad, it didn't say avad. Had it said avad, it would mean that you purposely do avoda with it. Ubad means what ends up happening with it, that it didn't have any avoda done with it. So that's absolute. That's mikol makom. So therefore, we're more expansive in our definition of what's going to be considered a problematic avoda by egla arufa than we would be when it comes to Hashavas Aveda. So frankly, Gemara, ihachi, well, if it says ubad, and ubad means any work was done with it at any point, then afilu reishanami, then even in the case where you put it with the mother in order to be able to nurse, and you have no intention that it should be dash, but it does do disha, so that should also be a problem, because even though it wasn't your intention, it did some avoda. So says Maraha, these dinim about egla rufa lo damya elulaha are most comparable to halachos of para aduma, and that's our dafyomi coincidence in Erev Shabbos Parshas Para, that we're going to talk about para aduma. Ditnan, that the Mishnah says in Maseches Para, shachin aleha ov ksheira, that if an ov rests on a para aduma, then the para aduma is still kosher. The Torah says, asher lo ala aleha ol, that an ol, a yoke, passels a para aduma. And nevertheless, when a bird lands on its back, since the bailim has no toeles from a bird landing on the para's back, so it's not considered an avoda. Allah aleha zachar psula. But if a male mounts the para aduma, then it's going to be possible, because generally speaking, the bailim is happy when that happens, because then it'll be able to produce vlados. So just like the para is only nifseles, when the bailim is happy with the type of avoda that was done with it, so too the same geder applies to egla arufa. That if you bring it laravka and not in order that it should be dash, just that it should be able to be yonik from its mother, so you have no toeles in that disha. You're going to tell me, but it does the disha, and you did benefit. You had enough cows doing the disha. You didn't need this baby doing the disha. So you had no toelas from it whatsoever. It was going to get done anyway. So that doesn't become possible, because the bailim had no interest in that. But if you have even a minor interest, you put it with the other cows so that it could do yunika plus disha, so there is clear interest in that, that's where it's going to be possible. Now wait a second, you're telling me that a guy has a para aduma, and when a zachar mounts it, he's happy about that? That he's going to, that it's nichol, that that's called, that the bailim is happy about that, that's going to passel? No one who has a para aduma would ever be happy about that, because he knows it's going to passel it from being a para aduma, and a para aduma is much more valuable for being a para aduma than it is for whatever work you're going to do with it. So Tosus points out, whenever we discuss these kinds of things of nichol, what he's happy about, what he's not happy about, we always have to say, absent any halachic concerns, would you be happy about this? Meaning, if it were purely a monetary issue and there were no halachic issues with this, absent this halacha that if it was Allah Allah all that it's possible for para aduma, would you have been happy about it? That's always the way. Like when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, we have such a thing as a pesuk reishe de lo nichole and a pesuk reishe de nichole. So I walk by my front door and the lights turn on to light up my pathway for me every time I walk into the house. So I might say, that's pesuk reishe de lo nichole. I don't want to be mechal Shabbos. It's lo nichole that I'm mechal Shabbos. No, obviously during the week you're happy about it because it lights up your path. So that's called nichole, meaning we always have to take it absent any halachic concern in order to determine what's considered nichole, what's not considered nichole. So anyway, the Gemara explains, my time, why is it that we make this distinction whether the Bailam's happy about it or not? Kid Rav Papa, the way Rav Papa explained it by Egla Rufa is based on the pasuk. Dam Rav Papa, because Rav Papa points out, Iksiv Ubad Vikarinan Ubad Havamina Afilu Memela. If the Torah would have both the Kri and the Ksiv would have been Ashalo Ubad Ba, then that would imply any type of avoda it ever did would automatically pass them from being an Egla Rufa. Viksiv Avad Vikarinan Avad. But if it would have, but the Kri and the Ksiv both would have been Avad, that I actively worked it, have amina adav ba'ihu, then I would think it's only going to be possible if that was my pure intention to make it work. But hasha tichsiv avad vikarinan ubad, but now they have a kri and a ksiv, the way it's spelled is avad, the way it's pronounced is ubad. You need that the malacha should be done on its own in a way that you would have done it yourself. Ma'avad nichale, just like when you do it yourself, it's obviously something that you want to be done. Afubad nichale, so too, if a malacha was done in a way that you would have wanted it, that's considered something that's going to passel the egla rufa. But if the malacha was done on its own in a way that you never would have wanted it, then that's not going to passel the egla rufa, and we derive para aduma from egla rufa from a gezeira shava. Tosfos points out of ol. The Gemara Masech Sota darshan. So it says ubad and avad, the kriya and the ksiv by egla rufa, and we derive from there that the same should apply to para aduma. That's how Tosfos writes out. Right, Tosfos then points out, and if you don't hold of that gezeirah shava, because there is a sheet in the Gemara Sota that does not hold of the gezeirah shava, still egla rufa and para aduma have the same din legabe the psul of avoda and of ol. So therefore, they mistama have the same din when it comes to the ratzon of the bailim and what's considered to be an avoda with that animal. Okay, then we had said some details in the mission about how to care for a variety of kelim, which ones you're allowed to use and not allowed to use. Klei kesef, klei nechoshes, mishtabish ben, we said you can use them litzorkan, but you're not allowed to wear them out. So Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa elaborates. Hamotzei kli etz mishtabish ben b'shvil shel yirkavu. If you find wooden kelim, you can use them so they don't rot. Klei nechoshes, mishtabish ben b'chamin avalo al yidei o'ur. Klei nechoshes, you could use with hot water, but not directly on the fire, because that will wear out the kli. And you find silver, you can use them with cold, but not with anything hot, because it will blacken them. If you have kelim that are meant to separate between figs and things like that, you can use them for soft things, but not for hard things, because it will cause a pegima in the blade. If you have golden or glass kelim, don't use them at all, just leave them aside till the Navi comes. And just like we say all these things by an Aveda, the same dinim applied to a Pikadon. So it says, why is the person who's charged, who's watching the Pikadon, obligated to be metapel at all with the kelim? Let the mafkid come in, it's his kelim, let him come and deal with it. I understand by a Shomer Aveda, the Baal Aveda doesn't know where it is, so he can't take care of it. But let the mafkid come over. He wants me to protect it. No one's going to steal it. I'll do that. But why do I have to also care for his stuff? Case is that the Bailim went to Medina Siam, so it was understood when he's asking you to watch it that you're also going to take care of it and make sure that it doesn't get ruined. Fine. Matzah sako kupa v'kol davashen darko lital areza lo yital. So we had said in the Mishnah that if you find a bag or a box, anything that would be beneath your dignity to pick up, so you don't have to pick it up when it belongs to somebody else either. You don't have to do a Shavas Aveda on it. Minani milil, how do I know that anything that's ain't darko lital, you're put from a Shavas Aveda? To turn it about, because we have a braisa that tells us that we derive from the pasuk that there are three different cases, three different circumstances where one is pater from a Shavas Aveda. The pasuk says vis alamta mehem. So we learn pamim shata mesalim, that sometimes you're actually supposed to hide from the Aveda, and you're supposed to turn away from the Aveda rather than return the Aveda. It's a little bit of a funny drasha, because the actual lashon of the pasuk is lo sira esharachicha oseyo nidachim vis alamta mehem. It's all going on a low, that you should not see someone else's stuff and just pretend you don't see it and walk away from it. Rather, hashev teshivim, you should go and you should return it. But we're darshaning it as if it said visalamta without any beginning of the pasuk. That sometimes you have an aveda visalamta and you should just not do a shavas aveda. That's the drasha. Sometimes you cannot hide from it, sometimes you do turn away from it. Hakketzan, what are the cases where you could turn away from it? Hayakoein vi besakvaros. If you're a kohen and the aveda is in a besakvaros, so you can't be mitame yourself. Oshay zakein venilfi kvodo. Or you're a zakein and it's beneath your dignity to deal with such an aveda. It's a pair of underwear on the street. You're going to walk around carrying a pair of underwear all day. It's going to be beneath a person's dignity. The Ramban writes, Zakein over here means what the Gemara in Kedushin says, that it's an atrikon of Zeh Shekana Chachma. We're talking dafka about a Talmud Chacham, and it's Eina Lufi Kvodo means Kvod Torasso. But he says if it's a person is Stam, an elderly person, or he's a Nichbad, he's a respected person for political reasons or for other reasons, he doesn't have the Ptur of Zakein Vein Lufi Kvodo. The Ritva writes the same thing, and he says that someone who became Chayv in Hashavas Aveda and does not want to do Hashavas Aveda Mishum Kvodo, the only way out is to pay for the item. That he's going to have to, if he finds the bailim, he'll have to compensate the bailim for the item. But there is no din of Isalamta for stam kavod. It's only for the kavod of a person's Torah. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam in Gzele Vaveda says that even a zaken that's just not lefik vodu because of a station in life. He's someone, Joe Lieberman, as a Kronel Bracha, just passed away. He was a very, very respected person for political reasons, what he meant to the Jewish community. So says the Rambam, that would also be a zaken ve'er lefik vodu if he's a very dignified person. Or a third example where you don't have to do Hashavas Aveda, where a person's tircha and Hashavas Aveda is such that he's going to lose more money doing the Hashavas Aveda than the whole Aveda is worth. And that's why the Torah says v'salam to me'am. So which of those three examples did I need a pasuk to tell me that you don't have to do a Shavas Aveda? Coming up in Matani in Beis HaKvaros, a zakin v'en el fikvodo, or when it's going to be so costly because of lost income. So even if you're going to tell me that it's about a coin in a Beis HaKvaros, pshita, I don't need a pasuk for that. That's obvious. Hai asay, the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda is mitzvah of a shev tshvim la'achicha, v'hai, and the Yisrael of a coin becoming Tami the Mason is Los Hasei Ve'asei. It's a pasuk of Lenefesh Lo Yitama Ba'amav and Kedoshim Yiyu Le'lokeyam. So it's both an Hasei and a Los Hasei. Ve'lo Asi Hasei, V'dach Yas Los Hasei Ve'asei. So the mitzvah say of Shabbos Aveda is obviously not going to be Docha, the Los Hasei Ve'asei of Tumas Kohanim. So I don't need a pasuk to tell me that you don't have to do Shabbos Aveda in such a case. V'su, another reason why it's not Docha, the Yisra of Tumas Mason, Lo Dachim Nisura Mekami Mamona. We're not Docha and Yisra because of a Hefzin Mamon. Over here, the Yisra of being Mekami the Mason is not going to be pushed aside, it's not going to be cast aside for the sake of the mammon of the Baal Aveda. The Ramban explains that an asay is only dochalos asay if you're chayv to be mekayim the asay, and if the Baal Aveda were to say that he doesn't want the Aveda, so then you're pater from Hashava. So Kolshkein over here, if the Baal Aveda himself were a Kohen, he wouldn't be allowed to fetch his own Aveda if he himself were a Kohen. So therefore, the Baal Aveda is chayv to be mevater on the Aveda. Just like for himself he'd be Mevater on the Aveda. So if I'm a Baal Aveda and you're a Kohen, I have to be Mevater on you going and taking it. And once I'm Mevater, there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah of Shavas Aveda anymore. So that's why we're not Doche Isura Mekamei Mamona. That's how the Ramban explains this line. Ella, so what's Vesalamta teaching me? L'shalom Rub Mishal Chavero. Telling me that about how much money I have to lose. I don't have to lose so much money. Nah, that I already know also. Midurbidom Ram Nafkai. I already know that from Ravidom Rav. Dam Ravidom Rav, because Ravidom Rav Darshan's pasuk says Efes Kilo Yeh V'cha Evion. That it says V'cha. We learn that a person has to be careful that he doesn't become poor. That a person has to take care of their money. Shalucha Kodem Shal Kol Adam. That if a person lost an aveda and he has to be engaged in looking after the aveda, so during that time he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to be Osek in a Shavas Aveda's Chavero. So from there we learn that you don't have to lose your own work money when it's worth more than Aveda's Chavero. So I don't need a miut of Visalamta to teach that to me. Ella, so what do I learn from Visalamta? Zakin Venel Fikvodo. It's that din of Zakin Venel Fikvodo. Meaning the other two dinim are obvious. The other two dinim I don't need a pasuk. The din of Zakin Venel Fikvodo, that's where I need the pasuk to tell me that I don't have to do a Shavas Aveda. Okay, so let's focus on that din. Amar Rabba, Hikisha Chayivba. If let's say you find an Aveda that's Behema, let's say, that's Ein Lefi Kvoda to return it. But you give it a little whack to nudge it in the right direction. As soon as you did that, you're Chayiv to do the Hashavas Aveda. Because you've already begun the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and Kivish Maskel Mitzvah Om Lo Gemar. Now you've already started the mitzvah, you have to see it through. Abaye, Avi Yosef Kamed Rabba, Abaye was sitting in front of Rabba, Chazal Anach Izi Dekaimu. He saw a bunch of goats standing there. Shakal Kalav Shadabu. So he took a piece of clod of earth and he threw it at them to get them moving in the right direction. So Rabbi said, "Abai, Ichayavtabu Kum Adrinu. Now you became Chayiv in the Hashavas Aveda. So go and return the Aveda, because once you got involved, now you have to continue the job. So Ibailu Darkalachzir Besadavein Darkalachzir Lachziru Beir Mahu. What if you have a Zaken, that it would be his derech to be involved with these animals in the field, because there aren't a lot of people there to see him being engaged with animals, and therefore it's not going to be embarrassing for him. But in the city where all these people are around, he would never be doing these things. So mahu, does he have to return the aveda in such a case? Mi amrin hashava ma'al yabinan. Do we say that the Torah requires a full hashava, that you have to see to it that it gets all the way back liyada bailim v'kivin talav darke lahach? And since it's not your derech to be dealing with animals in the city among the population, so you're never going to be able to bring the aveda all the way. You'll be able to get it from the field to the general vicinity, but you're never going to be able to get it all the way to the bailim. So therefore, lo lechayv. Therefore, maybe you're pater from such hashavas aveda. O dilma besadim yasu dechayv lei. Or maybe no, in the sada you're chayv in the hashava, and right now it's in the sada. So right now you got to do the hashava, even though you're not going to be able to see it through. Mekim dechayv lei besadim. And once you become chayiv in the sada and you start dealing with it, so memela you have to return it in the city, because that's like, just like we said, zaken v'ein lefi kvodo. Once you start, you cannot stop. Once you nudge it in the right direction, you're going to have to follow through. So maybe we look at the situation basher ushan. Right now you're in the sada. Right now it's not a zaken v'ein lefi kvodo. So you must start. Oh, and once you're starting, then you're never going to be allowed to stop. Even when it's in the city, you're going to have to bring it all the way back to the bible. So those are the two stuff. Do we say that you don't start because you're not going to be chayiv to do the whole thing? Or do we say, no, you're chayiv to start right now, and once you do start right now, you will be chayiv to do the whole hashava? So the Gemara leaves that question unresolved. So the Rush writes that there are some poskim that call the chumrah and say that you have to be machzir, even be'ir, and that's what the Rambam writes as well, but the Rush himself disagrees. And the Rush says that since the Torah exempts a zakein, it's also for a zaken to be mezalzel b'toraso, meaning you can't just say luchumra because it's usher for him to be mezalzel b'toraso. So it's a chumra in the other direction for him not to return. It's a chumra in his kavanah Torah. So the Rosh says he has to be careful about that. And in the field, he is also not going to have to return it. The Torah says that it sounds from the Rosh that if you could take care of it besada, you would have to take care of it besada. But anyway, that's a question. There's a question whether, even if you assume you're putter, does that mean still do something? That while it's in the field, at least nudge it toward the right direction, but then in a chanami, once it gets to the city, you're not going to be chayiv in anything? Or does it mean don't do anything, like we explained at first? Okay. Amar Rava, kol shebishalom machzir b'shalchaver nami machzir. Anytime if it were your aveda, you would go after, you would pick it up, and you wouldn't be embarrassed. So if it's somebody else's, you got to do the same thing. And the same is true with the mitzvah of prikulutina. If it were yours, would you be loading or unloading the animal? Well, then you would have to do the same if it were somebody else's. But if you wouldn't even do it for your own item, then you don't have to do it for somebody else's item either. The Ramban says, "Mehechi tasty that prikulutina has such a hat of zaken v'ein lefi kvodo." Meaning, zaken v'ein lefi kvodo is a din that we learn from a pasuk v'salamta that you have by hashavas aveda. We apply that to the mitzvahs. That a mitzvah is beneath by the ein whatever connected Hashem. That there's no Kadosh Baruch Hu says you do something, so you do something, even if it's ein lefik vodo. The Gemara's talk about people on Erev Shabbos that sweep the floors and do all sorts of things that are way below their level of dignity, but that's the mitzvah, so you do mitzvahs, even if it's ein lefik vodo. So the Shittim Gretzis quotes the Radvaz that the Ramban himself says that the assay of Kavanah Torah is why is Zaken v'ein lefi kvodo apart from prikatina? The Ramban formulates the kasha differently. He says, after all, tzar bel chayim is daraisa, meaning the prikatina is midin tzar bel chayim, that should override any Zaken v'ein lefi kvodo. So the Ramban writes, no, but the assay of Kavanah Torah is adif. So the Radvaz explains that the Ramban holds that the patur of Zaken v'ein lefi kvodo by prikatina is actually derived from Hashavas Aveda, and therefore he asks that you can't learn prikotina from Aveda, because by prikotina there's tzar b'lechayim as well. You don't have that by Aveda. So says Ravaz, by prikotina we don't learn from Hashavas Aveda. It's only because by tiina Mina, it also says Visalamta. So we darshan Pamshat Masal, meaning it has its own drasha. Meaning in a chinami, the factors by Prikotina are different than the factors by Hashabbos Aveda. By Prikotina, there's Sarva Lechayim, so there's another arrow pointing in the direction of you better do this mitzvah and don't hide behind the fact that you're Zakveil Fikvodo. So you cannot derive from Hashabbos Aveda, but it has its own pasuk to derive from when it comes to Prikotina. That's how the Radvaz explains Shitas Ramban. Rabbi Shom Rabbi Yosef Kazal Borcha, Rabbi Shom Rabbi Yosef was traveling, Pagabehu Gavri, he saw a guy, Havadari Pasuk Du Ufi, who was carrying some wood, Osvinav Kam Mitfach, and the person put the wood down in order to rest. Amrlei, so he says, Rabbi Shom Rabbi Yosef, Dalili, help me schlep this wood, help me pick this wood up. So Amrlei, Kamashav, and he said, how much is it worth? Amrlei, Palga de Zuza, it's worth a half a zuz. Yavlei Palga de Zuza, he said, I'll tell you what, I'll buy it from you. And he gave him a half a zuz. Va'afkara, and then once he bought it, he was mafkara because he had no use for this wood. He just didn't want to degrade himself by schlepping the wood. Hadazachbu, he saw that the guy wanted to go and be koneh it again. Oh, you were now mafkara it. I'll take it right back. So the Yavle Pagla de Zuz, he gave him another half a zuz to buy it again, va'afkara, and he was mafkara it. Chazi dava kabay lemadu lemiskabay abuhu. And he saw again the guy wanted to be koneh it. Armalei, he said, no, no, no. The second time that I was mafkara it, lukali amafkarinu v'lucha lo afkarinu. I was mafkara it for everybody else, but I was not mafkara it for you. That hefker was not for your benefit. The Achronim raised the question, how did he buy it? Kinyan Kesef is not Metaltan is not Nikna B'Kesef. It doesn't work for a Kinyan Metaltan. So they explained that according to the Raman, Choshen Mishpat, the Raman writes in Simchot Tzadiches that if you make a Tanai Beferish, that Ma'ul should be a valid Kinyan for Metaltan, then it becomes a valid Kinyan for Metaltan. All these Dinim are Nogea now as we get closer to Mechiras Chameis, where we have to chazer over all the Dinim of Kinyanim as to how to do proper. So anyway, Miyavi Hefker Kiyat Gavne, is that a valid way of making something Hefker where I say it's Hefker for everybody else but not for you? Vatanan, but doesn't the Mishnah say Mesechus Peah B'Shami Omrim Hefker La'aniyim Hefker? If you make something Hefker just for Aniyim and not for Ashirim, it is Hefker, but B'Silal Omrim Einu Hefker Achi Hefker La'aniyim Ula Ashirim Kishmita, that something is only Hefker if it's Hefker for everybody, just like Shmita produce. El Rabbi Shom Rabbi Yossi L'Kuli Alma Hefker Inu V'Milso B'Alma Hu D'Ukmei. He really was Mafker for everybody. He was just trying to get this guy not to take it back and continue this exercise of taking it back and having to cost him half a dinar every time. Anyways, part from Prikotina because it's Zakin Velufikvodo. Rabbi Shom Rabbi Yossi Lefnim Yishurus Adin Udavin. Yeah, he was Pater, but he was trying to do Lefnim Yishurus Adin. The Rush writes that it's Asr for a Talmud Chacham to be Machmir for himself, as we pointed out before, to be Meshav Aveda because he's been Zalzel Bito Raso. So therefore, he had no choice but to go Lefnim Yishurus Adin. The Rambam, however, disagrees with the Rush and he says, HaHolich B'derech HaTova Yashav Hosel Lefnim Yishurus Adin Maxirus Aveda B'Kol Makom Af Bishen L'Fikvodo. That the best Lefnim Yishurus Adin is to do the Hashavas Aveda even if it is beneath your dignity. The Beis Yosef explains, it's not a zilzal in the Kavra Torah, Adrab, it's Kvod Shemayim. You have an exemption, but to not take advantage of that exemption is a wonderful Lefnim Yishurus Adin. The Tani Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef taught, so the Gemara explains the makar of this maila of going with Lefnim Yishurus Adin. Rav Yosef darshan's a pasuk. It says, Vodatel lehem, pasuk says, Vizharta esem es hachukim es hatoros, Vodatel lehem es haderuch elchubav es amas asher ya'asun. So Vodatel lehem zebeis chayehem. That's what we learned that you should teach an umnus in order that you should teach a child to earn a living so that I'll have a parnasa. Es haderuch zo kumilz chasad. That's to teach kumilz chasad. Yelchu zebikur cholim. Bazu kvura vesama says hadin asher yasun zelufnim yishurus hadin. That's the goal of lufnim yishurus hadin. So amarmar yelchu zebikur cholim. We said that one word in this pasuk teaches me bikur cholim. Well, haynu gemilas chasadim. Bikur cholim is included in gemilas chasadim. When we already learned gemilas chasadim from es haderech. So why do I need a separate drasha for bikur cholim? So lo nitzcha el ben gilo. It's telling me that you chayv in bikur cholim even for someone who has the same mazel as you. So amarmar. That when you go visit a chola who has the same mazel as you, you take on 1/60th of his illness. So you're losing from being mevaker cholim. Unlike regular gemilas chasadim where you lose nothing. And still you got to do the mitzvah of bikur cholim. So that's the chiddush. Baz of kvura. That's a reference to the mitzvah of kvura. Fraklimar haynu gemilas chasadim. But isn't kvura just an example of gemilas chasadim? How can you derive from another pasuk? So the nitzcha el zaken venul fikvura. kvodo, that it's a zaken ve'en lufi kvodo to do the kvura, that it's teaching you still got to go ahead and do the kvura, that there's no heter of zaken ve'en lufi kvodo. Klechemda points out the pasuk is teaching in the case where there are other people to bury the person. If there's nobody else to bury the person, then it's obvious that you're obligated to do it, because it's naseya and alosa save losal and vlosal it's kikavartik brenu payomahu. So then there will clearly would be no exemption. Asher yasun zulefnim yishuras hadin. Dam Rabbi Yochanan lochav Yerushalayim el al shadanu badin Torah. Yerushalayim was only destroyed because they were makbid on only following exactly the dinei Torah. So says Mar el dinei demikasul ledainu. What do you mean? They're not supposed to follow dinei Torah. You'd rather them follow some other system of justice. El eima shemidu dinei mal din Torah v'lo lefnim yishuras hadin. No, the point is that they didn't call lefnim yishuras hadin, and that's why Yerushalayim was destroyed. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Tesam Beis says a different reason why Yerushalayim was destroyed, and that was because of sinas chinam. So Tosus points out the stira was it sinas chinam or was it that amidu dinim al dinei Torah? So Tosus says it has to be that there are multiple causes for the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, which is not the mashmos of the Gemara there, because the Gemara in Yuma says oh bayis rishon that was destroyed because of vodzorg the raish v'chistamim bayis sheni sinas chinam mikan that sinas chinam is worse than vodzorg the raish v'chistamim. Well, second bias wasn't only because of sinas chinam, it was also because of midu dinei mal dinei Torah, and you know there were, who knows how many other factors. Well, then how do you see mikan anything? How do you see? So more likely the Taras Chaim, Taras Chaim writes that it could very well be that that part of sinas chinam was midu dinei mal dinei Torah, that the balei din refused to do lefnim yishuras hadin, and that's because of sinas chinam. It was one example of the sinas chinam. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Laman and Beis. Everyone have a great day and a great Shabbos.
Yeah, good Shabbos.
Yeah, good Shabbos. Okay. You too, Jeremy. Take care.